Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1493. 14 Easy and Sneaky Ways to Exercise for Busy People, Part 2, by Sabrina of buddingoptimist.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Sunday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more. This is just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. And of course, always permission from the sites, and as a bonus, a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today's post is part 2 from yesterday. So if you're new here or skipping around, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That's episode 1492. But if you're all caught up, let's jump right in and hear part 2 and continue optimizing your life. 14 Easy and Sneaky Ways to Exercise for Busy People, Part 2, by Sabrina of buddingoptimist.com. 7. Take the stairs and do this with your step. Going up and down the stairs is a great alternative cardio exercise, and it's one of the most accessible ways to sneak some exercise into your day. So, take the stairs whenever you can. When you go up the stairs, aim for 2 steps at a time instead of 1 for a more strenuous workout. But if you can't reach 2 steps at a time, that's okay. Try stepping on the stairs with just the front half of your feet instead. This slight shift in where you place the weight on your feet will have an amazing toning effect on both your legs and your buttocks. 8. Standing leg lifts while you talk on the phone. You can use phone time to exercise as well. The easiest way to do this is with standing leg lifts. This exercise will quickly tone and strengthen your legs and glutes without tiring you out. When I do this exercise, I usually put one hand on my chair or desk for more stability. For the best results, repeat 10 to 15 times on each side, and if you're up for a challenge, add ankle weights. 9. Do these exercises every time you go to the bathroom. Bathroom breaks are perfect for sneaking in a few more exercises into your day. Since you're already up on your feet, why not take a couple of extra minutes to do these exercises before you go back to your work? A. The wall push-up. Stand roughly 12 to 18 inches away from a wall. Place your hands at your shoulder level on the wall. Bend your elbows and bring your chest close to the wall. Push your arms back and return to the starting position. Repeat this 10 to 12 times. And B, the classic squat. Stand with your feet shoulder width apart, toes facing forward. Slowly bend your knees, push your hips back, and lower your butt until you feel a burn in your thighs. Hold this position for 2 seconds, and then bring yourself up. Repeat this 10 to 12 times. And if you have enough room in the bathroom, throw in 10 jumping jacks as well. 10. Lunge walk from room to room. Lunges are powerful when it comes to tightening the lower body, building core strength, and improving hip flexibility. But there's an even better way to do lunges, one that offers more cardiovascular benefits by bringing a walking motion into the mix. It's called the lunge walk. Here's how you do the lunge walk. Stand with your feet separated, about as wide as your hips. Take a large step forward with your right foot, and at the same time, lower your body as much as you comfortably can or until your right thigh is parallel to the floor. Lift up your body and take a large step forward with your left foot now in front of you and lower your body. Keep lunge walking until you get to your destination. I like to lunge walk whenever I have to go a short distance, such as in between rooms of my house. These lunge walks don't take much time to do, and they can get your heart rate up quickly with just a few steps. 11. Turn house chores into exercises. Believe it or not, you can get a decent workout from doing house chores such as washing your car, vacuuming the carpet, or scrubbing the bathroom tiles. So, if you really don't have time to go to the gym, don't beat yourself up. Just turn your house chores into an exercise routine. Roll up your sleeves, put on some fast, energizing music, and tackle those house chores with all you got. It's all about maximizing the effort you put into these chores. So, reach higher with your broom, extend further with your vacuum, and put in some serious elbow grease wherever you can. Think housework is boring? Well, with a little creativity, you can turn the most mundane housework into interesting exercises. For example, you can do a few bicep curls with your detergent bottle every time you do the laundry, or squeeze your glutes to the beat of the music while you wash the dishes. Better yet, try doing a wall sit while folding your clothes. You'll be amazed by how much you'll sweat. 12. Park further away or get off the bus a stop early. We all know the benefits of walking, but with a to-do list longer than a fruit roll-up, it's hard to get the recommended 30 minutes of walking into our day. Here's a simple trick to help you log more steps during the day. Park further away from your destination or get off the bus a stop early. Here's the sweet spot for me. Parking my car where it's 10 minutes of walking distance away from where I need to be. If you were to do this too, you would find you won't feel flustered or out of breath when you get to your destination, but you'll still be able to squeeze in 20 minutes of walking. 10 minutes there, 10 minutes back. If you're taking the bus, most metropolitan cities have their bus stops set at about 10 minutes of walking distance between them. So you can just get off a stop earlier. And for the return trip, just walk one stop ahead to catch the bus. 13. Give your arms a workout at the grocery store. Get toned and strong arms with this ridiculously simple workout at the grocery store. Stand with your feet about hip width apart and keep your elbows close to your body at your sides. Grab a bag of groceries in each hand and slowly take turns curling each arm and your groceries towards your chest. Repeat this 10 to 12 times on each side. Now, if the bags are too heavy, don't push yourself. Even if you can't do these bicep curls, just carrying the grocery bag is a fantastic weight-bearing exercise in itself. And 14, total body stretch while you shower. With all these exercises you're doing in a day, it's important to stretch out your muscles to prevent strains and soreness. Stretching also improves flexibility and blood flow to your muscle tissues, which in turn will make it easier for you to move your body. And what better time to do a total body stretch than in a warm, soothing shower where your muscles are already relaxed and warmed up? It's so convenient, you have no excuse not to stretch. Just be careful if the shower floor is a little slippery. Final thoughts on easy ways to sneak in more exercises into a busy day. Myth: if you don't have 45 minutes to an hour every day for a workout, you can't get the benefits of exercise. Fact: even just a few minutes of exercise here and there throughout your day will add up to potentially make a big difference in your overall health over time. The truth is, you don't have to spend a whole lot of time in the gym to stay fit and healthy. If you incorporate exercise into your everyday activities, you can get similar health benefits. You just have to be intentional about how you move and be willing to think outside the box. Last but not least, remember to go at your own pace and listen to your body. If you experience any pain or discomfort, stop or modify the exercises. Don't let these setbacks discourage you. Focus on being consistent rather than how much you can accomplish in a day. Now, happy exercising. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled 14 Easy and Sneaky Ways to Exercise for Busy People by Sabrina of buddingoptimist.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now, yesterday, I shared some of the sneaky ways I incorporate activity into my days. Sabrina's article reminded me of something else I like to do. You know how I'm always complaining that I struggle to find the motivation to stretch after a workout? Well, I found a way to motivate myself. American football season is back, and it's still baseball season. Between these two sports alone, there are a lot of games to watch. So at least twice a week, when I'm watching one of these games, I'll perform a slight warm-up and then spend at least 15 minutes, sometimes up to 45 minutes, stretching my major muscle groups. Not only do I feel better because I'm spending time doing something that's good for my body and is a huge weak spot for me, but I get to do it while enjoying a ball game. Oh, and when it comes to lists like these, like I always say, when you hear lists of like 14 things you could do, I know it can be really overwhelming. So whenever you see or hear lists like these, just pick one, at max, two things to try. Otherwise, it can be really overwhelming. If you're like, oh, all of these ideas sounded great, I can't wait to incorporate all 14 of these suggestions, that probably would make you feel really overwhelmed. So instead, there are probably one, maybe two things that really jumped out at you where you were like, oh, I like that idea. Well, those are the one or two things that you should try. Then after some time, when you've gotten used to those exercises or you found that, you know what, that's just not working for me, then move on to another suggestion. All right. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.